Morning. My name's Mandy. If we haven't met, feel free to say hi sometime. So I'd like to talk a little bit about my story. So I was raised in the church and in a Christian home, had a very solid foundation, learning about the Bible and about Christian living. We were very serious about church every Sunday, every Wednesday, every retreat, every event, right? We did it all. But I wasn't really a believer until college. I didn't make my faith my own until then. When I got plugged in my freshman year, I got to start attending Crew, which was our on-campus mission for students, and I got to go to our weekly big group meetings. We had Bible study in our dorm, and I got to be discipled by an upperclassman who we just met one-on-one, and we talked about our faith and about the Bible and just like wrestled through things together. And so from there, I really started to understand what it meant to be a Christian. God like opened my eyes and showed me that it wasn't about all the things that I did, but it was about knowing him and being in a relationship with him. And so after this time, I started to try to live life in pursuit of my Creator and in communion with him at all times. And so that doesn't mean that I stopped going to church, but my heart kind of changed during like my freshman year of college. It wasn't about doing good things that I thought I was supposed to do, but like doing the things to grow closer to God and to know him more. And so now in this season of my life, I get to attend Northridge. I get to go to the Young Adults Bible Study. I help out with middle school and high school youth group, and I also have a one-on-one meeting with another believer where we get to talk about our faith and our life. And so the theme of growing in Christ for me has been community. And so getting plugged into Christian community has helped me to find accountability and encouragement and just like skyrocketed my growth in my faith. And so I wanted to talk a little bit more about that and share a few scriptures with you guys so you know I'm not making it up, and encourage you to get plugged into community yourself. So Hebrews 10 says, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." So this scripture shows us that we are to encourage each other and continue meeting together, and especially you know, as we meet here on Sundays, I think that's really awesome. But I think for me, having like Bible study in the middle of the week, or having our big group Crew meetings, or even coming to youth group, like getting more of Jesus throughout your week rather than just in a couple hours on Sunday morning, that has really helped me and helped me to stay plugged in like every day of the week. And then another scripture from Galatians 6 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important." So community can also be really good for our walk with Christ in that it provides us accountability. Throughout college and even now, I'm able to share my struggles with people that I'm close to in the faith, and they can help me to keep accountable. They can share in my sorrows and in my joys and just walk alongside me, and I get to do the same for them so that we're not alone in this faith. And if it seems like you are, then I'd really encourage you to find some people that you can trust in the faith. And so I know that it can be intimidating because it can take extra time in your life. You might think that why would anyone want to partner with me in that way? But I'd really encourage you, by my own testimony, by these scriptures, and I'm sure many other people out here can affirm that getting plugged in has helped them to grow in their faith. And so it may take time. It may be uncomfortable to be vulnerable, but we are all saved by the same grace if we have put our faith and trust in Christ. And if you are wanting to grow in your faith, this has been something that has really been pivotal for me. And then lastly, just a reminder that even though it might seem like it's a about adding more to our schedules or doing more things. Like, community has been what has helped me to keep my eyes focused on God. And so if that is not the goal or the, I don't know, the ends that your community is achieving, then, like, we want to get it back on track. So keeping our eyes focused on knowing God more and seeking him is the goal. And so, yeah, if you'd like to ask me any questions, I'll be around if anything resonated with you. But I'd really encourage you guys all to get plugged in and seek Jesus together.